Morning.
Morning.
We almost didn't get here on time. We don't have our way. And not because of floods this time, but because of bikers or parking stroke families. We are celebrating Eucharist today. So please note that there is a change in the order of service. I will go through that right now. So we will begin with the hymn, going from your home, and then we immediately go to the reading of Psalm 96, which is the Psalm for the season of Pentecost. We will read that responsibly, and then I'll say something about it, because it's before the after. From there we go to hymn 400, which is the season of Pentecost. We still have our Pentecost banner up there. We will sing Spirit of the Living God in honor of the Holy Spirit. We will do the gospel reading after that, and the gospel for today is Luke 7:1-10, which is the story of Jesus and the Roman centurion. And I'll also say a little bit of that before we read it. After that, we will have the sermon, and the sermon today will take the form of a live interview with one of the members of the congregation. And then again, I will speak about the choice of that particular format and what we'd like to do with it. Then we have an offering. As the offerings come up, they will go to the table as part of the ritual of remembrance of the Lord's Supper. And we will proceed with communion. The communion will begin with the Eucharistic prayer. All of it will be on the slide, and if you could just say whatever is involved with the role of the congregation to perform, and that will be said by your minister. And then we sing again, hymn 471. We will sing all of the verses of that at about the second, after the second verse. Four elders are going to come up, and they are the ones who will help us with communion. There will be two elders at each side of the table. The first elder will be holding the bread, or the plate that holds the bread, and the second elder will be holding the cup. You will take a piece from the bread. You can take the whole piece if you wish. There's enough there for all of us to take half of it. Get some into the cup, take it, and then go back. The procedure will be that the congregation will be coming from this side, from the outside, and we go back to the inside. And when that is done, we will have our final hymn, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. The oral meditation where we sing, go down in peace, and then after that, the benediction of the minister, to which we answer amen, 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 and that will conclude our service for today. So, let us begin with singing, Joyful, Joyful, sing 410. Thank you. Let us turn our few Bibles to Psalm 96. And Psalm 96 is on page 528. There is something different about Psalm 96 in today's reading that caught my attention. The title of that psalm, you see in some of the newer Bibles, is Sing to the Lord a New Song. And I also took that as encouraging us to sing praise, something that we've done for years. However, here, I'd like you to note that we are being asked to sing a new song. Immediately I asked myself, what's wrong with the old one? We know the power of music. We know the power of the things that we have. This last Sunday, we had What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It's an old song of 1826. And it was so powerful that I couldn't get that tune out of my head for the rest of the day. And some of you may have had the same experience. There was something very comforting with What We Have a Friend in Jesus. Some of us had tears in our eyes when we heard it sang. Others requested me after church and said, Pastor, why don't we sing it again next time? So we will sing, we would recite Psalm 96, and after that, let me just say something else about it. Let us now pray for Psalm 96. Then, if Arlene can begin this side of the church with singing the first verse, and Michael will respond with singing the second verse until we complete all of it.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations. Your wondrous works among all the people. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of all people are idols.
Followers of Jesus in our lives. That's where we
comes in contact with the new. And newness challenges us because it gives us new opportunities to find our way in a new world. So speaking across the ages, Psalm 96 reminds us of two things. One, there is change forever. And two, there is a God who does not change. And that God is reliable, is able, is powerful, and is a good friend. Amen. Our next hymn, let us sing, Spirit of the Living God.